Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Beis, as we're about to begin Maseches Gittin. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, also by Eric Cohn, in honor of his father's 12th Yahrzeit, Yoshua Aryeh Ben David HaKohen, which was yesterday, Jeffrey Cohn. Also by Tzippi and Rabbi Dr. Aaron Ross and family, in honor of the 4th Yahrzeit of Mrs. Marsha Fredman, Zichron Lebracha, who is a pillar of her family and her St. Louis, Missouri community, and to mark the upcoming wedding, Amir Hashem, of her grandson Shmuel Ross to my amazing cousin Sarah Berman. Also sponsored by Ken and Marcy Kapel, in memory of Ken's grandfather, Jacob Kapel, a survivor who, while under German occupation in Brussels, arranged for delivery of food packages for family and friends trapped in the Warsaw Ghetto, whose yahrzeit is today, Yaakov Emanuel Ben Chaim Zev, and for Ken's mother, Evelyn Kapel, also a survivor, who as a teenager cared for Jewish orphans in Belgium during the war, whose 6th yahrzeit is Shabbos, Avigail Bas Chaim Shraga Feivel, the Neshama Shavn Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So welcome to Maseches Gittin. What we're going to discuss in today's daf is we're going to have three opinions of when a person who brings a get has to say, Bifanai Nechtav Ubifanai Nechtam. The Gemara is then going to define, you only have to say this passage when you bring a get in Medinas Hayam. Where exactly is Medinas Hayam? What are the borders of Medinas Hayam? Then the Mishnah is going to discuss how in Israel, within Eretz Yisrael itself, one does not need to say Bifanai Nechtav Ubifanai Nechtam, but if there are any Irurim, then you're still going to need Kiyum Shtaros, meaning if the husband Tainas that it's Mezuyah, if he comes and he says that the get is a forgery, so then you're still going to need to be Mekayim the get. The Gemara is going to have a fundamental machlokas between Rabba and Rava, why it is that we require this statement of Bifanai Nechtav Ubifanai Nechtam, and we're going to have three nafkaminas to that machlokas between Rabba and Rava. There are going to be two exceptions. Then the Gemara is going to tell us about the concept of Eidech and then Bisurin, and it's going to teach us about two exceptions to that concept of Eidech and Ne'eman Bisurin. But before we get to all that, just a basic introduction to Maseches Gittin. Get is one of the mitzvos in the Torah. It's not a mitzvah that a person is supposed to try to have to do, but if a person has to do it, then it's a mitzvah that if one is getting divorced, that this is the way that one is supposed to do it. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that the reason for the requirement of a get, meaning why not just say, I hereby divorce you, and that's it, and that will be the end of it. Why do you have to go through this whole process where you have a sofer gittin writing a whole thing, and you have to, why bother? So the Sefer HaChinuch writes that the tam hamitzvah, I mean, obviously it's because the Torah says so, but why does the Torah say so? So the Sefer HaChinuch writes that we're afraid that it would cause too much znus, people would be able to taina, that anyone, any woman who's mizana would just be able to taina, no, I'm already divorced. What do you mean you're divorced? How do you know that, how can you prove you're divorced? Well, my husband told me, and they're not going to have any document, any proof that they're divorced, and that would be a very terrible thing, because anyone could just cover up whatever zinus they have with a claim that they're divorced. Furthermore, Sefer HaChinuch writes, the Maisa HaGerishin would be so common if it was too easy to do. So we want to make it that there are Eidim, and there's a whole thing in order to, and that you're going to have to produce a shtar to prove that you're divorced. And furthermore, we don't want the divorce rates to be super high. A lot of times there are difficulties in a marriage, or a husband gets angry at his wife and he may act irrationally, and if it just, you can just do it just like that to get divorced, so we're afraid that he's going to just very quickly get divorced. Very similar to what the Gemara in Ksuba says as to why we were misakin in Ksuba, Kadesh Loye Kala Be'enav Lotzia, that it shouldn't be easy for him to get divorced, so there's a financial penalty in getting divorced that he has to pay Ksuba. So we are also, just the divorce itself, just the get itself, we don't want it to be something that's taken lightly, so it requires a lot of time just to get it done, and therefore, hopefully by the time that it comes to writing the get, the person will have second thoughts about it. Now, there are several reasons as to why it is called a get. The Masechta is called Maseches Gittin. So what does the term get come from? In fact, the Mishnah seems to assume that we're already familiar with the term, even though we haven't really discussed it. We're going to have a whole parak in Bava Basra called Get Pashut, so we're going to see the term later on, but the Mishnah seems to assume we're already familiar with the term. What exactly is this term Get? So there are six different explanations in Rishonim Achronim where Get comes from Tosfos writes in Dibra Maskal Amevi, right at the beginning of the Masechta, that the Lashon Get is the Lashon of Shtar. It's based on the Targum on the Pasuk Sefer Krisus. The Targum writes Get Piturin. It just means a Shtar, and that's why there is a Parak in Masechta Babasu called Get Pashut, because there's such a thing as a Get Mekushar and a Get Pashut, and it has nothing to do with divorce. It's just a Shtar. It's just another word that we use for Shtar. The Shilta Giborim writes in the name of Rabbi Avram Mi Uskraitia that the Lashon of Get is like you find in Yerushalmi that Eben Achas Yesh Bekrache Ayam Begito Shema Umegareshes Kol Chavrosa Misivoseh. Apparently, is a very powerful Eben that was like a magnet that no other stones could get near it. The Yerushalmi identifies, and it was called a Gita. So it's that which expels other things. So a get is based on that lashon that it creates a sense of separation. The Levush in Eben Ezer in Simchuv Chavhei says a get is a lashon of shever, a lashon of something that is broken. So because it breaks between the isha and the isha, it creates this breakage. That's why it's called a get. Tosfos Yomtov over here on this Mishnah quotes from the Tishbi that according to Tosfos, the reason it's called get is because they would write Yud Beis Shuros. That's what Tosfos writes over here, that they would write 12 lines in the get, so they called it a get to remind us how many lines there's supposed to be in the get, meaning which one came first, right? Meaning the assumption is that there must have been some tradition that the document that you write, that one writes to divorce a wife, has 12 lines in it. So as a way to remember that, they called it a get, which is a gematria of 12. The Chassam Sofer says, based on the Gemara in Yevamos, that there's a mitzvah to be megarish an isha ra'ah, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Gerash Leitz v'yatza madon. Leitz is b'mispar katan 12, like get, meaning lamed is 30, tzadi is 90, so 3 plus 9, mispar katan means you take away the tens column, and you just, so 3 plus 9 is 12, so Leitz, which is the basis of the word in the pasuk that we learn that an isha ra'ah is mitzvah legarsha, is b'mispar katan get, and says Chassam Sofer, another remez, the osios of get, b'milu. If you spell them out, Gimel Tes, Gimel Yud Mem Lamed, for Gimel Tes, Tes Yud Tav, it turns out a gematria with the Kolel is Tavkov Gimel, is 503, which is the exact gematria of Geresh, which is the other of Garesh, Garesh Leitz. So you have both Garesh and Leitz, which are two words in the Pasuk that indicate that one is a mitzvah to be Megaresh, Anisha Ra'ah, that are both indicated in the word get. And then probably the most famous explanation of why it's a get, but it's only from Achronim, I don't think we have it in Rishonim, is that they quote from the Vilna Gaon and the Sefer Divrei Eliyahu and other places as well. They quote from the Vilna Gaon that the reason it's called Get is because the letters Gimel and Tes are never found anywhere together in Tanakh. I think they said that they told that when Rav Chaim Kanievsky, when someone mentioned this to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he said, yeah, but there are also four other letter combinations that are never found anywhere else in Tanakh. And that's what they call knowing something backwards and forwards, right? Meaning to know what it's says, okay, it's a milu. To know what it says backwards, also a milu. To know that there are two, which letter combinations do not appear anywhere else in Tanakh, next to each other, I'm sure he had some sort of explanation as to why they don't, but apparently there are a few others that also, but that's what they say from the Gra, that Gimel and Tes never appear right next to each other in Tanakh. And therefore it's called a get, because we're showing that there's an absolute pirud. Now, a get itself has two parts to it. There's what's called the toref and what's called the tofes. The toref is the real primary information of the get, which is the Shema Ish, the Shema Isha, the Zman, the Chasimus Eidim. The tofes is the basic text. It's the nusach of Gerushin. Now, unlike when it comes to Ksuba, let's say, by Ksubas you have that they can print the whole Tofes, and then you just fill in the details after. You just fill in the Toref after. So you can go to any Judaica store and buy a Ksuba. That's just all you need to fill in is some names and dates and places, and everything is good to go. There's no one that ever thought of doing such a business with Gittin, to just print out the whole Tofes, and then all you have to do is fill in the Toref, because you can't do that. The Get has to be written entirely Lishma. Both the Toref and the Tofes have to all be written. So we'll get to those halachos later on in the Masechta. It's interesting, we have Masechas Gittin after Maseches Sota. So the Rambam writes that the fact that Maseches Gittin comes before Maseches Kiddushin is because it's the derech of the pasuk to be makdim gerushin kodim nisuin. Why? Because the pasuk says the kasav la sefer krisus v'nasan biyada. So that's Gittin v'yatza mibeso v'holcha v'aisa lishacher. And then she goes and gets remarried. That's kiddushin. So you see, we learn from Ishacher the kiddushin makash havaya liyitzia. So kiddushin in the Torah comes after Gittin, and that's why Kiddushin in Shas comes after Gittin. In the Chidushim Ariach, he just points out that no, the beginning of the pasuk is Ki Yikachish Isha, meaning it starts with Kiddushin. So it starts and ends with Kiddushin. It says that when you get married, and then if there's a problem, then you have to have a get, and then the woman go and get married to somebody else. But it starts with the Kiddushin. So he says a different reason that we have Gittin before Kiddushin, because sometimes we'll be kofa a person to give a get. We're never kofa on Kiddushin. We never force a person to marry an Isha. So we're going to go with that which has more teeth to it, that which we can actually force, as opposed to that which we can't. Tosfos Yeshanim suggests that it's based on what the Gemara in Yevamah says, that even though a person has lots of children, he's not allowed to stay unmarried. So that's coming to be, so it's coming, Rebbe's coming to be Merames, that right after a get, you have to make sure there's another Kiddushin. That after, if a person has a marriage that doesn't work out, they shouldn't just give up on the possibility of marriage and say, no, I'm just not good at this, this isn't going to work out for me. That marriage didn't work out for you, but right after Gittin, you go straight back to try to put your life together in a way where you'll be able to get remarried. We'll be able to have a kiddushin that follows it. So that's why Gittin is before kiddushin. But the Rambam is not misadid the Masechtos in the way that we have it. I think he has ksuvas nedarim nazir Gittin sota kiddushin, that he has Gittin before sota. We have obviously sota before Gittin. The Meiri is very interesting. The Meiri has seder masechtas of kiddushin, ksubis, Gittin, yevamis, sota, nazir, nedarim. So also totally different than us. And the Meiri explains that it starts with Kiddushin. The Seder Nashim should start with Kiddushin, not conclude with Kiddushin, because that's the very concept of Ishus and Chibur Benishli Isha. And then it makes sense that you're going to discuss, okay, how do you cement a Kiddushin? How do you make sure that it's rock solid? You have a Ksuba, so Ksubas is going to come next. But anyway, we have it the way we have it. And there are a lot of fascinating topics in this Masechta. Obviously, it's mostly about the get itself, but they're within the get. We're going to discuss the dinim of a kiyuma get. If someone brings a get from him, medina siyam, that's what we're going to start with. How are you mekayim the get? We're going to talk about being mezaka get for a wife, and whether you can be chozer on the on a zikoya get. We're going to talk about the dinim of ksivas a get and chasimas a get. The details. Who is a ra'oi to bring a get? We're going to talk about which people, what the dinim are if a shchiv mera gives a get. If a get is given al tanai and all those details of the actual giving of the get. We're also going to talk about the nusach of the get and which elements of the nusach are ma'akev and all of those details. We're going to talk about a number of other halachos that relate to tikkun ha'olam and things that were done with pnei darkei shalom. We're also going to have a lot of refuah issues over here that are going to be very hard to understand that we just sort of do because you got to do it for daf yomi. There's going to be a lot in the Maseches Gittin. But the very first sugya of Maseches Gittin is the sugya of b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtav, or as they say in yeshivas, b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtav, but I don't think that's correct. I think it's nichtav and nechtav, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sure I'll get emails from the Diktuk police, but I'm pretty sure it's nichtav and nechtav. So the Chacham were mesakein that a shliach who brings a get for a woman has to say in certain circumstances these magic words. Now the Ramah writes in Ibn Ezer Simkuf Membeis that the shliach has to say the nusach dafka in Lashon HaKodesh the way the Chacham were misaking it. However, if he says it belaz, if he says it in some other language, the get is kosher. The gra in Bir HaGra disagrees. He holds that even l'chadchila, you could say it in whatever language you want, but we're going to discuss why these four magic words and why not more words, meaning if you're trying to say that it's l'shma, why not say b'fanei nechtav l'shma, b'fanei nechtav l'shma. So the Gemara is going to get into the details of why it's dafka these magic words. So the Chacham we're only mechayev this by a shliach that's maybe get from particular places. So that's what our Mishnah is going to talk about, which places were the mechayev a shliach who's maybe get to say these words, b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtam. And we're going to go through the various shitos in Tanaim. The Ramban and the Ran both point out that really the Tana should have started the Masechta with the basic dinim of get, and only afterwards. This is like a detail in a shlichus when it comes mimedina sayam. Meaning, tell me what a get is. Tell me, what it looks like, what the contents of a get are. Tell me, or start with the very end of the Masechta. At the very end of the Masechta, it says, what's a good reason to get divorced and what's not a good reason to get divorced? Meaning, that would be a good way to start the Masechta. So the Ramban and the Ran both say that takarot d'rabbanan is chaviva alav, that a lot of times you have in Shas that they prefer to talk about dinim d'rabbanan than dinim d'araisa. There's a certain chavivos to the dinim d'rabbanan. So since it's a takarot d'rabbanan to say b'fani nechtam, so they were all excited to talk about that first. Okay, so says the Mishnah now. Hamevi get mimedina siyam. Person brings a get from chutz l'aretz Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, the husband made him a shliach laholachas haget, a shliach to bring the get. The halacha is that a husband can make someone a shliach to bring a get to his wife, and the woman is divorced when the shliach gives her the get. The Gemara darshens that in the first daf of the second paragraph of Masechta Kiddushin, v'kasav la sefer krisus v'nasam biyada v'shilcha mibeiso. It doesn't say v'girsha, it says v'shilcha mibeiso, to tell me that the Baal is also shliach v'garish esishto. But we also have a drasha that the woman can also make a shliach for Kabbalah saget, a shliach l'Kabbalah. She also doesn't have to show up to the actual divorce. Her shliach could be the one to receive the get on her behalf. So Rashi writes that over here in our Mishnah, we're talking about a shliach l'halacha, that he's the one that has to say b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtam. And it's mavur from Rashi that a shliach l'Kabbalah, that's makabal the get from the husband on behalf of the isha, the chum were not misakim b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam. And the Ran explains, by shliach l'Kabbalah, the woman is miskareshes as soon as the shliach receives the get. So the chum aren't choshesh that afterwards the husband is going to be ma'arer to passel the get. And the whole takana was for shliach laholachas haget. So that's why Rashi emphasizes that a maybe get mimedina siyam, this is for a shliach laholacha. This is for someone who's being maybe a get, who's being molech a get on behalf of the husband. So tzorek sheyomar, he has to say before he gives the get to the woman, b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtam, that I saw the get being written, and I saw the get being signed. The Melech Shlomo on the Mishnayis writes in the name Rabbeinu Yehosef that in some of the Svarim it says b'fanai nischatein, which l'chora is a more correct form of the word, but that would every yeshiva boy know b'fanai nechtam b'fanai nechtam. So that's the statement that has to be made on the kashrus of the ksiva and the chasima. So the Tanakhama tells us that you only have to do this if the shliach comes from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael, and even in Chutz Laretz, in places that are smuchim to Eretz Yisrael, or places that are absorbed somewhere within the shetach of land of Eretz Yisrael, even though they technically are Chutz Laretz, you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, only if it's Medina Siyam. Medina Siyam implies a certain distance from Eretz Yisrael, a certain geographical barrier between Eretz Yisrael and the places that you're bringing the get from. But Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel disagrees with Tanakami. He says, Afa maybe min Rekem min Cheger, even if you bring a get from Rekem and Cheger, these are places that are called in Tanakh by other names. These are the Kadesh and Barad are Rekem and Cheger. That's what Rashi points out over here, that the Bein Kadesh Ubein Barad is Bein Rekem Bein Chagra is the Targum on that Pasuk. But these are cities that are right near the border of Eretz Yisrael, the southeast part of Eretz Yisrael. So even if you bring from there, you have to say b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtam. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with Rabbi Gamliel, and he says, afilu mikfar ludim lulud. Even if you bring a get from Kfar Ludim, which is a city in Chutz Laretz that is absorbed within the shetach of Eretz Yisrael, within the general, the general outline of Eretz Yisrael, and you bring from there to Lud, which is right next to it, which is in the within Eretz Yisrael, mamish. So you have to say b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nechtam, and it doesn't make a difference as long as it's Chutz Laretz. It doesn't doesn't matter if it's Medina Siyam, far away, not far away, as long as it's technically Chutz Laretz, you need to say B'fanei Nechtav U'B'fanei Nechtav. M'cham Amrim Eino Tzarek Shomer B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtav Ela Hamevi M'Medina Siyam V'Amolich, that someone only has to say B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtav if he brings a get from Medina Siyam, like the Tanakama, but not a Shliach that's maybe a get from Rechem or from Cheger or from Kfar Ludim to Lud, only Medina Siyam, like the Tanakama said, but then he had something that Tanakama didn't say, V'Hamolich. And also, if you bring a get from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Siyam, you also need to say B'fanei Nechtav U'B'fanei Nechtam. So the Chachamim is a fourth Shita, it seems, right? We have three Shitos about how far in Chutz Laretz you have to come from to be required to say B'fanei Nechtav U'B'fanei Nechtam, either Medina Siyam, or even from Rechem and Cheger, or even from Kfar Ludim to Lud. And then you have the Chachamim saying, I agree with the first of those Shitos, but I'm going to add that even if you bring in the reverse direction from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Siyam, you also need to say the magic words of B'fanei Nechtav U'B'fanei Nechtam L'chora, it would have made sense to put the Shita of the Chacham right after the Shita of the Tanakama, because he's in fundamental agreement with the Shita of the Tanakama. So in the Sefer Rosh Mashbir, he says that the Tanakama first wanted to be Mesader, the Shitos of the Tanaim relating to a get that comes from Chutz Laretz, and then moves on to a get that comes from Eretz Yisrael. We'll see in the Gemara, there's going to be a whole discussion, not in today's daf, but we'll see a little later on in the Gemara, is there really a machlokas between the Tanakama and the Chacham, or the Chacham just adding commentary to what the Tanakama said, that Tanakama was addressing a particular case of a get that comes from Medina Siyam, and the Chacham are addressing a different case of a get that goes in the other direction. So the Mishnah now brings other cases where a shliach that's maybe a get has to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Now maybe Medina l'Medina b'Medina Siyam tzarek shiyam b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. If you bring from one Medina to another within Medina Siyam, you also need to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Rav Shimon Gamliel l'Amar, Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees. He says not only if you bring me Medina l'Medina Medina Siyam, afilu mehegmonia lehegmonia, even if you bring from an area that's under the control of, it's one part of the city that's under the control of one type of government to another part of that very same city that's under the control of a different government. I think they used to use East and West Germany as East and West Berlin, right? What was it? Before the Berlin Wall came down. So I think they used to use that as the example, that you couldn't pass from one place to the other. The Chacham were mechayev to say in those cases as well. L'chora, since there are no shayaros that go me'agmonia l'agmonia, it should be obvious. I mean, the whole point of saying b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, we'll see in the Gemara, is that it's not easy to find people that travel from one place to the other. So it's going to be very difficult to find someone who's going to be able to be mekayim the get. So l'chora, what's the great chiddush that afilu me'agmonia l'agmonia? It's all a metzius. If people don't travel from one place to the other, it should be obvious that you need b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. If people do travel, then it's obvious that the chora you shouldn't need it. So the Chasam Sofer writes that even the Tanakama is moda that if you bring me'agmonia le'agmonia, if they're makbid not to travel from one to the other, of course you need to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Rav Shmuel Gamliel is adding that it's a low plug that even when they're not makbid on travel from one to the other, that even in such cases, because there are some places where within one city that are controlled by different warring factions, that they don't allow travel from one to the other. So in all cities that are controlled by two different governments, you're going to require b'fanei nechtam. But certainly, if there's no travel from one to the other, even the Tanakama would agree, says the Chasam Sofer, that you would have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Now, once we mention the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, as far as Gittin is concerned, we have to define what's Eretz Yisrael. What are the borders of Eretz Yisrael? So, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mirekem Lemizrach, from a place called Rekem, which is on the east part of Eretz Yisrael, and anywhere east of there until the end of the world, is considered to be Medina Siyam, and a Shliach that brings a get from there has to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Rekem kimizrach, and Rekem itself has a din of the Mizrach HaOlam, meaning not Eretz Yisrael. It's considered to be east of Eretz Yisrael, not the eastern part of Eretz Yisrael. It's considered to be outside of Eretz Yisrael. So a shliach that brings a get from there will have to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. Me Ashkelon adarum, from the city of Ashkelon all the way till the furthest southernmost place in the entire world, that's all considered Medina Siyam. V'Ashkelon kidarum, and Ashkelon is considered considered like the southernmost place in the world in the sense that it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. May Akko Letzafon, from Akko to the northernmost place, to the North Pole, you have to say Vani Nechtav Vani Nechtav, V'Akko Katzafon, and Akko itself has a din of the Tzafon of Medina Siam. Rabbi Yehuda, notice, he only mentioned three Gvulim, he only mentioned three locations. He doesn't mention the western border of Eretz Yisrael, and that's obvious because the Yam HaGadol is the western border of Eretz Yisrael. That's what Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Daled, Ugvul Yam, V'Yelechem HaYam HaGadol, Ugvul Zeh Yelechem Gvul Yam. So Rashi writes, that's what Rashi writes. So it doesn't necessarily mean that the Sfas HaYam HaGadol is the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, meaning let's say you go swimming in the Yam HaGadol, doesn't mean that the second you step into the water, you're now in Chutz La'aretz. Let's say a person doesn't want to violate the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz, he's still allowed to swim on the shore. How exactly do you measure where Eretz Yisrael ends? So that's a discussion that, based on the Gemara that we're going to have later on in this parak, about how to measure that exactly. Now, there is a discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim what these borders are. Is this Kibush Rishon, or is this the Kibush of Olei Bavel? How exactly do we identify? And also, they're not very specific, meaning we're taking one city here, one city there. We're not really giving full borders of Eretz Yisrael. Is it a perfect straight line from the edge of that city? How exactly do we measure it? Okay, so those details we're not going to get into right now. Rameir Omer, Akko Keretz Yisrael Gittin. Rameir says that Akko itself does have a din of Eretz Yisrael, meaning we just said Tanakama said Rabbi Yehuda said that Me'akko Letzafon and Akko is Kitzafon, that Akko is like further north than Eretz Yisrael. But Rameir says no, Akko as far as Gittin is concerned, maybe not as far as other halachos are concerned. The Gemara is going to say that Rameir is moda that as far as Mechiras Avadim are concerned, Akko does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael, because the din the halacha is that someone who sells his eved to Chutz La'aretz, the Chum made a knas that the Kona has to be Motziim L'Cheirus. So Akko is included in Chutz La'aretz as far as that's concerned. But as far as Gittin is concerned, since it's easy to find Edim that travel from Akko to Eretz Yisrael and vice versa, so it's easy to be Mekayim to get. So Akko is Ki Eretz Yisrael L'Gittin, as far as Gittin is concerned. So now, where were the Chum not Mechayiv Shliach, who's maybe you get to say B'fani Nechtav, B'fani Nechtav, ha maybe get Bi Eretz Yisrael, Ein Atzorach Shiyomer B'fani Nechtav, U B'fani. If a person is bringing a get within Eretz Yisrael, then you don't need to say the magic words of B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. Im Yesh Lavorim, and therefore, if someone has a taina that the get is Mezuyav, Yiskayim B'chosmav. You have to go through the regular process of Kiyum Shtaros, because you didn't have in advance, at the moment of delivery, someone being Mekayim with those words of B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. So if there's ever a taina on this get, you're going to need to go through the regular procedure of Kiyum Shtaros in order to be Mekayim the get. So now let's move on to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, my taima, where this whole Mishnah was all about these words, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Why? Why does a person need to say this? Why does a shliach need to say this? Why were the chamim misaking such a thing? So Rabba explains, l'fi she'ein b'kiyin l'shma, because the people in Medina Siyam are not b'nei Torah, they're not b'kiyim, they don't know the din, that again has to be written l'shma, that the husband has to write it l'shem gerishin, l'shem this isha, and therefore the Chum were misakein that the shliach who brings the get has to verify that it was done l'shma. So once he verifies that the ksiva and the chsima of the get, we ask him whether it was written l'shma, and he's made that it was written l'shma, and therefore he's made on the kashrus of the get. Now the din that you have to write l'shem this isha, the Gemara darshins from a pasuk because of la sefer krisos la l'shma, and the get that's not really l'shma is pasul. However, in the hemshik of the sugya, we're going to see we're going to discuss whether when the Torah says l'shma, it means the ksivas haget or the chasimas haget. But our sugya seems to at least imply, meaning we're going to have that sugya much later on, but our sugya seems to imply that the shliach has to be made that both the ksiva and the chasima are done with Shema, that both of them are critical. Now Tosfos raises the question, according to Rabbah, why are the Chachamim only choshish for the din of the Shema? Why aren't they choshish for all the other possible psulim you could have in a get? What about if he writes a get when it's on something that's mechubel lekarka, or yeshina Shema, Shema, you know, get muktam? There's so many psulim in a get. You know, easy, it's so easy to mess up a get, right? That's what we pointed out, I think, in the Shir this past Shabbos. So it's not so easy to mess up a kiddushin. To mess up a get is very, very easy. So why don't we mention any of the other psulim? So Tos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that B'nai Medina Siyam don't know anything about Hilchas Gittin, but Dafka by the din of the Shema, the Chamor goes there, that B'nai Medina Siyam wouldn't be choshish for that din, because they would disagree with the drasha because of Lal Lashma. The other things that passel by get, they would try to the extent that they know, meaning whatever they know, but to the extent that they know, at least they agree with it, they'll accept it, they'll try to fulfill it. So when we say the Lashon of the Gemara that they're in a Bekiyim, it means they're in Choshishim for the drasha. Say in Bekiyim Lashon, meaning it could be that B'nai Medina Siyam know everything. They know everything you need to know about a get. But there are certain things that they're not going to be so makbid about when it comes to the halachas of a get. And that's the Lashma. That Lashma, we're afraid they're not going to be makbid about. The Ravid suggests that they're only worried about the Din Lashma because that's a very common thing. That so from right, Tov Se Gittin and Shtaros, meaning like we pointed out before, yet you go to any Judaica story and you'll find ksubas that are pre-written, so it makes it easy to just fill in the details afterwards. So we have to be choshish that a sofer, for his own convenience, is going to do the same with a get. So that's a greater chashash that it's not going to be done lishma because the person is going to come up with a chap that will save himself time by having all these gittin prepared. So Sarash quotes Riva that disagrees with and holds that with chum we're not choshish dafka for the psul of lishma. They're choshish for everything. Rabba just says the psul of lishma because that's the most common psul, but really you need the edus of the shliach on all the psulim of the get. So when the shliach says b'fani nechtam, he's made that the get was written with all the diktuke dinei get. He's not only saying the Shema, he's saying everything, that all of the dinim are relevant, have been fulfilled. Rava Amar, Rava says a different reason. That there aren't so, it's not easy to find edim that come from Medina Siyam that are going to recognize the signatures on the get, that are going to be able to be mekayim the signatures on the get. So if the husband comes with an iror and he says that I never authorized this get to be written, it's mezuyav, so there aren't going to be any edim who can testify to the signatures that are on it. So the chamor mesakein that the shliach himself testifies to the signatures that are on it, and through that, that's called the kiyum shtaros. That's considered like a kiyum shtaros, and the husband loses his rights to potentially be ma'arer on it at all. So says Gemara, my benai, what's enough kamina between these two reasons, between Rabba that it's in b'kiyum l'shma and Rava that ain't edim asuyin l'kaimo. So says Gemara, three nafkaminas. Ika benayu, number one, das yu beitrei. Let's say two shluchim of the Baal bring the get in Medina Siyam to be megarish the isha. Supporting to Rabba that we have to be choshish that maybe the get that comes from Medina Siyam wasn't on the Shema. So I don't care how many people are bringing it came from Medina Siyam. You have to worry that it wasn't on the Shema. But according to Rava, that the whole reason for the Takana is that there might not be Edom available that bring this get. So you know, you shouldn't have to worry over here because two people brought it. So there are two kosher Edom right in front of us. So we know that there are Edom available that are bringing the get. From the Shita of Rashi, it sounds like that even if the two Edom came and say that the husband pointed them to Shluchim, the husband come afterwards and could be Ma'arer that the get is Mezuyaf. It's just that they could be Mekayim the get and be Docha that Irur. Tosas however says that no, once two Edom are the Shluchim to bring the get, the husband loses any right to be Ma'arer afterwards. We just completely ignore him. Now it's interesting, Tosos asks on Shitas Rashi, he says, I don't understand, these Shluchim Abal, are they always going to be available? Meaning we're saying, don't worry, it's Mitzvah in the Kaimah because two people came to bring the get. Are we locking them up and holding them in case the husband is ever Ma'arer, that we're just going to keep them and not let them go anywhere? How do we know they're always going to be available to be Mekayim the get? Furthermore, Lechora, the same nafkamina should be with a get that comes being brought by one person, but there are two other Edom that are around. Just say, I happen to know of a van of Yeshiva Bachram that just came from Medina Sayyam. Has having nothing to do with this get. So now I know it's Mitzuyim Lekaimah. Right? Why does it have to be that two people are maybe the get? So that's what leads Tosus to their Shita, that no, when two Edom are maybe the get, it's a Takana that the husband loses his rights of Irur, that he doesn't have the ability to make a Taina on the get anymore. Second nafkamina, inami, Medina to Medina, Beretz Yisrael. A nafkamina between Rav and Rava is a shliach brings a get from one Medina to another within Eretz Yisrael, from Yehuda to Galil, where there are not shayaros metzuyos. So according to the reason of Rabba that it's in Bekin Lishma, well, in Eretz Yisrael, the Bekin Lishma, so we have no worries. But according to Rava, that it's all because the husband's going to be ma'ar, we're not going to have edim that are metzuyim to be mekayim the chasimos. So Medina to Medina, Beretz Yisrael, you also need to say b'fani nechtam, because there are not shayaros metzuyos. It's not going to be easy to find people to be Mekayim. Inami, a third nafkamina, is going to be Ba'osa Medina b'Medina Sayyam, that within the same Medina, Medina Sayyam, according to Rabbah, that it's all about Lishma. So since B'nai Medina Sayyam are not Bekin B'Lishma, even within the same Medina, you would have to say B'Farindachtam. But according to Rabbah, that it's about Shayos Metzuyos within the same Medina, obviously there's a lot of travel within the same Medina. So these are the three nafkaminas. And this was taken by the Rishonim as a challenge. Why does the Gemara only identify three nafkaminas? I could think of, and Rishonim come up with like five other nafkaminas. That why didn't the Gemara say? Tosfos already starts the discussion over here. Tosfos in Dibra Maskumai says that lechora nafkamina if your molech get meretz Yisrael limedina seyam, that according to Rava that ruchoshesh that ain't sheyaros metzuyos, so it's ain't sheyaros metzuyos in both directions. You would have to say b'farinechtam. But according to Rava that it's about lishma, well, the people in Eretz Yisrael are b'kiyum lishma. So isn't that a perfectly good nafkamina? Why didn't the Gemara give that nafkamina? So Tos says that by a din of molech, Rabba is moda, that according to the Chamim, at the end of the Rabba is moda, that according to the Chamim, at the end of the Mishnah, that we require a molech, Meretz Yisrael, Medina Siyam, gzeira, that they're going to come to be makshir, a get that comes in Medina Siyam, Meretz Yisrael. So it's not going to be nafkamina. Even Rabba is going to be moda, that if a get comes from Meretz Yisrael to Medina Siyam, you're also going to need to say in front of the aye, but when it was written in Eretz Yisrael, it was done l'shma. Yeah, but people are going to confuse that. They're going to think that if you don't have to say it when it goes in one direction, you're not going to say it when it goes in the other direction either, and therefore you do have to say it. So that's why it's not a nafkamina. Another point Tosfos asks, l'chor nafkamina between Rabba and Rava is a shliach that it's maybe Medina Siyam Teretz Yisrael, a get that's already mekuyam al pi'edim, that are made on the chasimos. So according to Rabba, you still have to say it because you still have to worry about l'shma. According to Rava, you don't, because you don't have to worry about any kiyum. The kiyum is already there already is a kiyum. So he says that din is included in the nafkamina of Asiyo Beitrei. That Asiyo Beitrei, the whole point is that you have the kiyum. It's ki'ilu kiyum is done. So if you have an actual kiyum, it's already included in that nafkamina. So there are all sorts of other suggestions that why didn't the Gemara say all sorts of other nafkaminas? But let's go weiter now. So the Rabba, according to Rabba, who said the Fishayim Bikin Lishma, that the reason you say B'fani Nichtam, B'fani Nechtam is because they're not Bikin Lishma, so li Beitrei, midava kalei du Shabbatorah. If you need to verify that it was done the Shema, the way to verify anything in the Torah is with two Eidim, not with one Eid. So why is it good enough for the Shliach to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam? All Eidus in the Torah require two Eidim. So answers the Gemara, there's a difference between Eidus on the Kashrus of a Get, which is an Eidus on Isurim, and other Eidus which require Shnei Eidim, because Eid Echon Eman be Isurim. We have a klal that whenever it comes to Isur V'Heter, we always believe in Eid Echon, and therefore an Eid Echon is believed to be Machshir the Get, and the woman's going to be able to get remarried based on such a get. Where do we ever have such a din of Eidech and Bisum? Where does it come from? So Rashi writes, Sharei Amina Torah Kalechem Vechem Yisrael, Al Ashchita, Val Nikor Agid, Vachelev. How do you believe anybody that they shechted an animal, that they were menaker, that they did a proper Nikor on the animal, that they removed all the chelev from the animal? Elamai, Eidech and Bisurin. In Mesech Sivamos, Rashi writes, that Kolzman, that a person is not Nechshad, we rely on him, because otherwise, how would anyone ever eat at anybody else's house if Eidech is not Neman Bisurin? So Tos Yishanim says, okay, so you don't have to be so social, so don't eat at somebody's house. Have some water, have a vegetable, I don't know. So, well, outside of Eretz Yisrael, have a vegetable, right? Meaning, well, who cares that you're not going to eat at somebody else's house? Mechitesi, you have to eat at somebody else's house. Rashi writes in Chulin that the Makar of Ne'amanos of Eilechad is from the Pasuk, V'zavakim v'karcho mitzoncha, V'shachar is ben abakar. So the Kohanim are eating from that Shechita. So we don't say that the Shochet needs Eidim about a Shechita, and Kohanim apparently are allowed to trust it. But Tosfos has a different, Tosfos over here has a different approach. In the first Dibra Maskel Eid, that the Makar is from Nida, that the Torah says, V'safra la, that a Zavah Gedolah has to be Sofer, the Shivanakiyim. So it says, V'safra la, so the Torah believes her to do her own Sfira. So you see that Neir Echad is Neman B'Yisurin. So Eimer Tamri Neir Echad Neman B'Yisurin, V'kinu Chaticha Savik Shal Chelo Savik Shal Shuman, Delovas Chazik Yisura. Wait a second, when do we say Neir Echad Neman B'Yisurin? That's when there's no Cheskas Yisur. I just don't know anything about this piece piece of meat. It might be chel, it might be shuman. But over here, where I have a cheskas isra of eshes ish, and the shliach is coming to be motzi her from her chazak of eshes ish, meichi tasty that you could say elech adam nisura. And the Gemara says, I'll give you another reason why the shliach should not be an elech to be naman over here. Plus, this doesn't even fit the category of Eirech and Bisurin. Because this is Dover Sheba Erva, and the rule is, Dover Sheba Erva, you always need Shnei Edim. So how could a Shliach, who's Nei Rechad, be Neman, to be Machshir Get, with the Pfari Nechtam, Pfari Nechtam, you need Shnei Edim. So answers the Gemara, no, Min Adin, you don't really have to worry about the kashrus of this Get, that it maybe wasn't written in the Shema, because Rov Baki and Hain, most people do know the Din that a Get has to be written in the Shema, Vafil Rameir, the Chayish Lemiyuta, and even Rameir, who generally is Choshesh for a Miyut, and is going to be Machmir based on such things, Stam. Sifra Tadaini Migmar Gemiri, people who work in Batei Din and write Gittin, they know these basic dinim. It's just a din mit Rabbanan to require Eidos on the get that it was written Lishma because of a chashash that the husband is going to, you know, find a get that was written for somebody else from his city and just that it has the same name as him and use that get to be Megarish with. So the Rabbanan made such a takana. Vahach, and over here, even though it was Ra'ui to require Shnei Eidim to be Makshe the get, Mishum. The Rabbanan said we can be lax in the standard of Eidos that the get was written Lishma Mishum Miguna to make it easier for a woman to get remarried. Since Meikredin, you don't need it anyway. Since Meikredin, you don't really need proper Eidos anyhow. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up on the top line of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Everyone have a great day.